Welcome to the Sunday morning podcast from Kingdom Faith Church in Worthing. This message is by Jane Urquhart.
Good morning. You're right. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful worship, wonderful hearing what Matt's doing and what he called you to from this place all those years ago and now what you're doing and the sound of worship and praise going out from that nation because of you guys is just wonderful. Thank you. Where are you, Matt? Oh, thanks, mate. I was like looking around the room. It's like, and I just love that you guys are making a joyful noise where you are. You're making a joyful noise. There's praise, there's worship going up from that nation. And I believe that this is what God is after in the earth in these days. Amen. The praise and proclamation of who he is in the earth, loud and proud from a people who know him. Amen. Amen. Come on. So I'm carrying on from last week. If you didn't hear last week, we're talking about, oh, God is calling us to sing. Sing, sing, O barren woman. Sing and declare and praise who I am. Increase is coming. I'm your creator. I'm your husband. I'm your redeemer. I'm the Holy One of Israel. I'm the God of the whole earth. Yeah. If that doesn't make you sing, then nothing else is going to. So we're flowing on from last week where we're just, encountering the Lord in worship, not just here in the building, or if you want to come to the prayer tent, which is up in there somewhere, at different points, or just praying and worshipping at home. And I want to read through a story which the Lord has, it took me to a while ago, and I've been sort of like, I bring it out every now and then if we're in a prayer meeting, but the Lord took me through it this morning again in a more of a prophetic way, if you like, of what he's doing at the moment. And I'm going to share for a bit, then I'm going to read some stuff that a dream and an encounter that Michelle Elliott had a few weeks back, which is really powerful, but unfortunately she's not well this morning, so pray for her. So I'm going to read that out for her, and then Jen's going to come up, Jen Sains, and she's just going to share some stuff that the Lord has been speaking to her and doing, and then we're going to get back into a flow later. Is that all right? Oh, man, thank you, Jesus. Matthew chapter 21, and I want you to hear, I'm going to read it from the Amplified, this story. And as we go through, I'm just going to unpack what I believe the Lord is saying and doing. So thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit, right now, that, Lord, as we go through your living word, you're moving, you're living, you're active. And thank you, Jesus, you come. And our hearts and our spirit respond to you. Say, yes, come, Lord Jesus. The spirit and the bride say, come, amen. Amen. Okay, chapter 21. Jesus, they're coming to Jerusalem. Not long before he's going to be crucified. It says, when they came near Jerusalem and had reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples on ahead, saying to them, go into the village that is opposite you. So go. The Lord is speaking to us, his disciples. And we need to hear his voice saying, go. And or do this. And at once you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall reply, the Lord needs them. And he will let them go without delay. So Lord, I just thank you that whatever you're speaking to us as your people in this season, we respond. And the people around us, if they're like, what are you doing? we respond, Lord, with what you're saying. And immediately there's a release. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. The Lord needs them, and he will let them go without delay. This happened that what was spoken by the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, say to the daughter of Zion, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, behold your king. Behold your king. is coming. He's coming to you. It's one of the things we'll be declaring tonight over Israel and Jerusalem and the Jewish people. Behold, your king is coming to you. And he says to us, behold. And he's wanting us to behold him in these days in a whole new way. In a whole new way. Maybe as we've never seen him before, encountered him before. Behold your king. He is our Savior. If we've asked him to be our Savior, he's our King. And thank you, Lord, you reveal yourself to us as our King. Coming to us. It says, lowly and riding on a donkey and on a colt. And the Lord has done that. He came lowly and riding on a donkey. But he's coming again. And he's not riding on a donkey. Behold, our King is coming. Behold, our King is coming. And he's not riding on a donkey. He's coming on a white horse. His kingdom is coming. He's coming as King of Kings to rule and reign in the earth. Amen. And he starts with us. He's coming to rule and reign. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. Good people. They brought the donkey and the colt and laid their coats upon them. And he seated himself on them. And most of the crowd kept spreading their garments on the road, and others kept cutting branches from the trees and scattering them on the road. And the crowds that went ahead of him. Come on. We're the crowd. We're the disciples that are ahead of him coming again.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hearing, yes. Sensing.
Amen.
The crowd spread their garments, cut down branches, went ahead of him, and those that followed him kept shouting, Hosanna! Hosanna to the Son of David, the Messiah. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And you know that's what Jesus said to the Jewish people. You won't see me again until you proclaim this. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So it is something that we can declare. Because he says the Jewish people are going to declare it. They're going to recognize who he is. The Messiah, the Son of David, and say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest heaven. They're shouting and decreeing who he is ahead of him and all around him and behind him.
Amen.
That was revelation to them. He was a rabbi. He's a teacher. He hasn't yet died. But they recognized he's the one who's come. He's the king. He's our king. He's our deliverer. Amen.
Amen.
So they're going ahead. And he is calling us at this time, his people, to declare and decree in song and worship and in our actions and to those out there, not just in here, who this king is that's coming.
Yeah.
That's coming. When he entered Jerusalem, all the city became agitated and trembling with excitement. So there's both going on, okay? There's both going on. There's an agitation, but there's an excitement, there's a trembling. And I don't know if you can sense it. I don't know if you can sense it. You may be agitated, but you can be trembling with excitement, amen? That he is on the move. He is on the move. If God calls millions and millions and millions of people to all be proclaiming who he is and praying for Jerusalem at the same time in the earth, something is happening. Amen. If he came then with a group of people around him declaring who he was down the mount to Jerusalem, what do you think he's going to be doing now when he's called over 5 million in the earth? Billions. Well, do they reckon there's going to be 100 million joining this next Sunday? Yeah. Next Sunday's 24-hour. I mean, there's already been 24-hour prayer and worship going on. But next Saturday and Sunday, for 24 hours, there's round-the-world hour sessions. And so we're doing one of them. That's what's being filmed tonight. We were asked if we would do one. They reckon over 100... What was it? 100 what? 100 million people will be joining. Can you imagine what we are part of, declaring our King in the earth? Some of you. Thank you, Jesus. When the Lord was speaking to me about this, he was just speaking how this is how the disciples saw him, but they hadn't had that encounter with him as a glorious risen King, and they needed to. So that's when, you know, the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is all about Jesus. Amen? It's not the Antichrist. It's about Jesus being glorified in the earth. Amen? Let's get our focus right. He's in there somewhere, but it's not about him. It's about Jesus being glorified. So in chapter 1, Jesus reveals himself as the glorious risen Messiah to John, as he'd never seen him. In all his glory, John just fell down. He just couldn't handle it. Who is this? And Jesus had to touch him and say, don't be afraid. It's me. The risen, majestic, glorious Jesus, Saviour, Redeemer, this is me. He had to reveal himself in this way. And then he had to reveal himself to the church, didn't he? The next few books, chapters of Revelation are Jesus revealing himself to his church, coming to his church, declaring who he is and what they need to get right. And then the rest is what happens when Jesus comes. The book of Revelation can scare the life out of you, or it can cause you to get on your knees and worship the one we know who is coming. Amen. And this is what the Lord wants. This is what he wants, us seeing him in his resurrected, glorious, majestic person, and our eyes are fixed on him alone. Because what happens in the earth when he comes, and you can read it in the book of Revelation, is all hell breaks loose. And we cannot be offended by what happens in the earth. Our focus needs to be on the King of Kings who is coming. Amen? If our nose was put out of joint by COVID, and that's nothing compared to what happens. The Bible spells it out. It's nothing compared to what breaks out in the earth against Jerusalem, against us, his people. And we cannot be offended by what breaks out. Our roots have to go deep into the glorious King of Kings, who is our Lord and Saviour in times of trouble. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He comes into Jerusalem. Excitement and agitation. This is what's going on in the earth. His people are excited.
Yes.
And Jesus went into the temple. Oh, that's right. They were declaring, who is this? And they declared, this is Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple and drove out all who bought and sold in the sacred place.
Amen.
And he turned over the four-footed tables of the money changers and the chairs of those who sold doves. The Lord is walking into his church and turning it upside down. We cannot stay the same. We cannot stay the same. He walked in and he blew them out of the wind. Ow, you know, the religious couldn't handle it. But he walked in and turned it over. Him in us is a sacred place. Amen. Him in our amongst us is a sacred place. And everything that is not right, he wants to change.
Amen.
He needs to change.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And he said to them, the scripture says, my house shall be called a house of prayer. We individually are houses of prayer. We are a sacred place.
Yes.
And anything that is not sacred, he wants to remove.
Amen.
in his love.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, have your way. Have your way,
we are a house of prayer. Yes. And you've made it a den of robbers. So anything, come Lord Jesus, anything that is not of you in our lives, whatever, it could be unbelief, it could be sin, it could be just something you are asking us to do, we're not doing it yet. Lord, just come and clean house, Lord. That we will be who you call us to be. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he, listen to this, when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things he did, and the boys and the girls and the youths and the maidens crying out in the porches and the courts of the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant.
Yes, yes.
And I want to be those that are declaring who he is. Yes. At the top of my voice, and living it loud. Jesus is the King of Kings. He is my King of Kings. I do not want to be one of those who don't like what he's doing and indignant. What do you think you're doing? Thank you, Lord. You shift us all of us, myself included, into a new place with him. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And they said to him, do you hear what these are saying? And Jesus replied to them, yes. Have you never read out of the mouth of babes and unweaned infants, you have made perfect praise? I just want to read that verse to you. It's from Psalm 8, verse 2. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Yeah. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the mouths of children and infants, you have ordained praise, you have ordained strength on account of your enemies to silence the enemy and the adversary. Amen. The Lord has put in each one of us, his children, a declaration, a sound of praise. Amen. And in our children, let's encourage them in worship. Encourage them to declare who Jesus is. Encourage them to believe and proclaim him, because it silences the enemy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Isn't it so simple? Yes. I mean, God said so many times to his people, sing, sing. Declare who I am. It's like rejoice, rejoice no matter what's going on. Rejoice because I am a good God. Rejoice because I am your deliverer. Rejoice because I have your future in hand. Rejoice because I am a God of love and will never leave you. Rejoice. Thank you, Jesus. This proclamation from his people that silences the enemy. And we're going to hear in a while that one of those stories where this happens. So he is King of Kings, amen?
Amen.
And he was proclaimed that at a coronation this year, a few weeks back, if you watched it. So many times, Jesus was proclaimed King of Kings.
Amen.
It went out across this nation. It went out to everybody in the room. It went out across the earth. He's the King of Kings.
Amen.
And we have an opportunity in this nation to keep proclaiming he is King of Kings.
Amen.
This is not a time for the church to shrink back. We have an opportunity because of what has just been spoken out from our monarch and from the church. We have this opportunity, church, to rise up, if we haven't been, to rise up even more in the earth, declaring he is the King of Kings. Amen. It's our responsibility. Thank you, Jesus. And so, you know, part of this declaring who he is in the earth, I think Daniela was praying the other day when she was praying for Israel. And she just had, I think she had a picture of this wall of light, this wall of light just rising up in the earth and moving towards Jerusalem and surrounding Jerusalem. And it was the bride. It was the bride of Christ rising up. And it was this wall. It's this wall of light, but also it's this sound. It's this sound, this wall of sound that is just encircling Jerusalem and the Jewish people at this time. Protection, who knows what's coming? It could, you know, but they turn, they see, they hear, they get revelation of their Messiah in the midst of everything that's coming against them. Okay? So this sound, this singing shifts atmospheres. It silences the enemy. It shifts atmospheres. And I just want to read this word to you from Michelle Elliott. She had a dream, okay? I was in my home diligently cleaning and scrubbing. I thought it strange. I was cleaning places I thought were already clean, and also places I'd not cleaned for years. The tiny areas that get missed but were really dirty. And she said, my children were helping me. We were preparing lots of food and getting the house ready for really important guests. The guests were the worship team, and they came in and set up and just began to fill my home with the most incredible worship, and I carried on my day. I was in and out of sleep talking with the Lord, and he highlighted a few things to me. Cleaning my home was so important. The places I thought already clean and the neglected places too, this refers to our lives personally, but also the church as a body. I sensed a real seriousness to the Lord's voice about this. It's time to clear up and clear out. The fact my children were helping was showing God desires worship to be our lifestyle as a family. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. So this is in our homes. And also the importance of the different generations living out and exhibiting worship to our children. Amen. We are preparing for the most important guest we will ever host. Yes. This is why this is important. Amen. His desire is inhabitation, not just visitation. You know, we can live in a place where if we keep doing this, if we keep worshiping, if we keep praising, if we keep exalting, if we keep lifting our arms, like Colin said, we live in a different place. Fear drops away. The issues of the day drop. They don't disappear. They just go behind us, right? Because our focus is on Jesus. Amen. This is real. This is real. This is how he wants his people to be, especially in the days going forward. Okay, so carrying on. The most important guest. So it's inhabitation, not just visitation. If you want Jesus in your life, experience your home, you worship and praise and adore him and give him his rightful place. You don't have to wait to come here once a week. This is for all of us, amen. And many of us are doing this. I'm not saying we're not doing it, but there's another level. Yeah. There is another level of honour, another level of intimacy. It's not about singing songs. It's a connecting. It's where he comes and moves. And let's just see what she says. As the cleaning and clearing continued in the dream, so the worship continued and immersed us. The Lord revealed to me part of his plan for us to see the breaking of long-standing issues, financial, relational, healing, salvation, etc., will come through worship. As we fully give ourselves to Jesus in worship and worship him in spirit and truth. Amen. As we take our eyes off ourselves and immediate needs and elevate him and lift his name and offer that sacrifice of praise, everything else becomes secondary to him in his majesty and glory. This is how he wants to encounter us, in his majesty and glory. Everything else must bow its knee to the name above all names. Amen. So she said, I asked the Lord why. Why not intercession? Warfare, confession, all are incredibly important. And he spoke to me about how Satan cannot, absolutely cannot stay in the presence of those who worship Jesus the Lamb. Amen. Yes. Our worship is what Satan craves more than anything else in the world. Just think about that. It's what he wants. It's what the enemy wants. Take your eyes off God and you look at this situation, that issue. And it's like Satan worship. It's like, let's not give him the credit. Let's not give him the time of day. Do you know what I mean? Absolutely cannot stay in the presence of those who worship Jesus the Lamb. Our worship is what Satan craves more than anything else in the world. Hence him being thrown out of heaven for it. His desire is to be worshipped. And when we worship God, it literally sends him and all his company shrieking in retreat. They cannot move, speak, work, inflict when we worship God the Father. It's impossible. Amen. Once we grasp this truth, everything changes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. It does. Thank you, Father. Our victories are birthed out of hearts of worship. And as we go deeper and deeper into Jesus in our worship, that victory gives birth to life in our bodies and circumstances. Amen. So she sent this. And which I think is amazing, so amazing dream, what the Lord is speaking at this time. And she then went for a walk in the woods where she was worshipping, okay? And she was declaring who he is. She said, I went for my usual walk in the woods and was singing, I Speak Jesus. Thankfully, no one was around. So she said, I could really go for it. Declaring his name breaks every stronghold, uprooting of long-standing issues, breaking off of stuff, etc. Okay, this is what she was doing. I stopped and just sang out to the atmosphere. And I heard an almighty noise so loud and looked up to see a tree falling to the ground about 20 feet in front of me, completely uprooted and removed. Wow. Yes. She says, I am sure and certain this was a sign from the Lord that as we continue to worship and adore him and be consumed by him, every stronghold has to break.
Amen.
Every enemy tactic over our lives will be uprooted. It's an awesome thing to see God's plans in signs right in front of your eyes. That's amazing, isn't it? And it wasn't a windy day or anything like that. It just happened in front of her. It's this Jesus, you know, he's the breaker, isn't he?
Yes.
He's the breaker. When we, in scripture, when we declare who he is, lift up our hands in worship, the battle is his. Amen. The battle is his. So the Lord, he's speaking. Jen, would you like to come up? Jen's had, you know, she's got some words as well that the Lord's been giving her. Brilliant. And it's believing that as we do this, because the Lord is asking us to do this, one of the things that I didn't know this, but Pastor Caroline Clive's mum said to him last week that Isaiah 24 was one of the first scriptures that God gave. Isaiah 54, sing, O barren woman, and everything that then follows, increase is coming, all the rest of it, was one of the first scriptures that God ever gave your dad or Kingdom Faith. Many, many years ago. And we know that we are called as Kingdom Faith, as worshippers, yeah, and to declare who in spirit and truth, yeah, who he is, amen. And when we were praying a few weeks back, Sarah, Toby's wife, she had the word of Isaac redigging the wells of Abraham.
Yeah.
And so we really, really, after hearing that from Pastor Carol, I was really encouraged that we are, you know, we're moving in what God has anointed Kingdom Faith for. Okay, this isn't just me banging on for a couple of weeks. Do you know what I mean? This is something we have been called to in the spirit. We carry faith to move mountains, amen. And it's for all of us. It's for all of us to shift in this position that when we praise and exalt him, stuff breaks out. God breaks out and the enemy's defeated and we shift atmospheres. We can shift nations. A remnant can shift a nation, amen. Okay, brilliant. Do you want to share?
Is it on? It is on. Oh, let's just lift up our hands to him. Jesus, you are so worthy.
Yes.
You are so worthy. Jesus, you are the name above every other name. Jesus, you are the name that we worship. You are the name that we adore. You are the name that we live for. Mm. Jesus, you are in this place. You are worthy. You are so worthy, Jesus. You are so worthy,
yes, Lord,
of all that we could give you, all that we have. Jesus, Jesus, be glorified. Jesus,
yes,
be lifted up. Jesus,
yes,
be magnified.
Yes,
Jesus, name above every,
yes,
other name.
Yes,
Jesus,
yes,
the one who,
yes,
rules and the one who reigns,
yes,
that great King, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
King,
yes,
of kings,
Lord,
and,
yes,
Lord,
Lord
of lords.
Yes,
our song,
yes,
our
Lord,
life,
yes,
our Savior,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord, yes, Lord.
Jesus,
yes,
be lifted,
Lord.
Jesus,
yes,
be,
Lord,
exalted,
yes, Lord,
Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Jesus,
yes, Lord,
we worship you.
Yes, Lord.
We praise,
Jesus,
you.
Jesus.
We,
Jesus,
love you.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Jesus. I don't know,
Jesus,
but I just want to keep saying the name Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus,
that name,
Jesus,
we worship.
Jesus.
That name we adore.
Jesus.
That name,
Jesus,
we live for. Jesus.
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 Yes, Lord.
That name, Jesus. Oh, you are worthy. You are worthy.
Yes,
you are worthy.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You are worthy.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, you are worthy. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy,
Lord.
Of all that we have, of all that we have, Jesus.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Are worthy of all that we have, God.
Jesus.
You break every restriction. You
yes,
break
Lord.
Every
yes,
limitation.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
You break, Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
Our
Thank
hearts
you,
and
Lord.
The sound
yes, Lord. Yes,
of
Lord.
Who you are, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
We will not withhold you from our lips, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We will not withhold your praises from
Jesus,
our lips, Jesus.
Jesus.
We will not
Jesus.
Withhold your name, Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
And in the story of Jehoshaphat, we hear how an army is coming against Jehoshaphat and the people to destroy them. And Jehoshaphat goes and seeks the Lord to find out what they should do. And the Lord responds and he says, "Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves."
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
"Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you." And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground in all of Judea, and they worshiped the Lord. And the very next morning they rose up early and they went out and they sent singers and worshipers with the sound of praise, saying, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." And now when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, he set ambushes against the enemy. And in this passage, the things that would have protected them, the shields, their weapons, they laid them down. And they raised up their hands in worship. And the sound that filled the battlefield was not a mighty roar, but was the sound of worship. And it was the sound of adoration.
Jesus.
And it was the sound of loyalty and faithfulness to their God.
Yes,
that their lives
Lord.
Belonged to them.
Yeah.
That they did not trust in their weapons. They did not trust in the things that would protect their very lives.
Yeah.
But they trusted in their God
yes.
and in their Lord, and they went out with the sound of worship, the sound
Come
of
on.
Praise, the sound of adoration to the one and only true living God.
Jesus.
And there is a sound on the inside of you that overcomes every other sound, every other voice, every other thing that would try and squash the sound of Jesus that rises out of your spirit.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
And in the story of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar sets up a golden image and he calls everyone to worship that golden image. And Nebuchadnezzar's herald says, "I command you, peoples and nations and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, and all the music, you shall fall down and worship this golden image that I have set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately in the midst of a burning fiery furnace." And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their response, they asked them, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't bow down. And they answered and they said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, if you will throw us in the fiery furnace, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, let it be known to every principality, every power, the spirit of this age, let it be known to you that we will not serve your God.
Yes,
we will not bow down and worship the old image. which you have set up. And I felt like God showed me that the spirit of this age, the spirit of this world would want us to shrink back and to bow our knee. And God is raising up his church at this time to take their position of worship, to step up in the spirit and say, I will not bow down to any other name. I will not give in to the spirit of this age that would cause us to shrink back and silence our voice. But there will be the sound of true worship from his bride. And there will be the sound of a people who uphold your truth in the land.
Yes, Lord.
That will not bow their knee to any other name, in any other way, in any other agenda, but with loyalty and with faithfulness have said in their hearts, Father, we will worship you.
Yes, Lord.
And in the spirit,
Lord.
We take that place.
Yes.
We take that place.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We take that place over our families, over this land, over this nation. We take that place. Your church, Lord. Your bride will not bow the knee
Amen.
To the spirit of this age.
Yes.
But we lift our hands. And I have this picture that as we lift our hands in worship to him, wave upon wave upon wave of worship goes out. And it disarms, it overrides, it deactivates the plans of the enemy as his church, as his body begins to rise up and say, I will worship the one and only true living God.
Yes,
I am not afraid to worship him. I am not afraid to proclaim who he is.
Yes, Lord.
I am not afraid.
Jesus.
Because my life is his.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Because my life is his.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Because my life belongs to him.
Jesus.
And our victory is not in our shout. It's not in our roar.
Jesus.
It's in our worship.
Jesus.
It's on our knees. It's in our praise to him that God, you will have a people. You will have a people. You will have a people that will not compromise.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes,
that will not dilute your truth.
Jesus.
That will not give in to the spirit of this age. Yes. But Father, that will arise.
Yes.
That will arise. That will arise in the spirit.
Yes,
that will arise with the sound of worship.
Yes, Lord.
The sound of praise. It's on the inside of you. It's on the inside of you, Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources from Kingdom Faith and our other audio and video podcasts, please visit www.kingdomfaith.com.